Praised be Jesus and Mary. I've never ceased to be amazed at the figures and examples that Scripture gives us. For one instance, just this picture from the book of Proverbs, that whoever makes a fortune by a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares, you know. And whether it's lying or some other sin, it's like we're fascinated by this bubble, and here we are, we're chasing it, looking after the bubble over deadly snares. Not just snares, you know, a snare catches an animal, but a deadly snare that kills what it captures. And sin kills our soul. And it's quite evident from our first reading, regardless of whom one is, you know, rich or poor, every person is subject to God. Therefore, you know, it's best that every person, regardless of worldly rank, be meek and humble of heart, you know, realizing that the Lord is his all-powerful creator, his provider, and his judge, and the latter role is most important, because in the final analysis, God will, you know, right the wrongs, and eventually the arrogant will receive their just reward. And as Christians, you know, we are encouraged to be poor in spirit, receptive to God's wisdom, honest, kind, and merciful. In the end, those who practice the opposite vices and are liars and greedy and pitiless, you know, they will be judged so by God. You know, in this life we hear blood is thicker than water. But in reality, you know, we're more closely related to God than we are even our human family. So Jesus can say that the person who is true to God belongs to God's family and should be even closer to the members of God's family than to blood relatives. You know, one day we will be called to judgment by God, and we will be with him or without him for all eternity. And that relationship to God is the most important and lasting one, you know, for us. By virtue of our baptism, we've been made brothers and sisters of Christ, you know, children of our Heavenly Father, one heavenly family. So, you know, our relationship to all the saints is more important and lasting than blood relationships. And the lesson to be drawn from this knowledge is that even when tempted to evil, you know, by members of our own families or by our very best friends, you know, we're to give our first allegiance to God if we wish to remain mothers and brothers and sisters of Christ.